Do you feel like you are working too much? You may be one of more than 40% of employed Australians who work over 40 hours a week. The 9-to-5, Monday to Friday, seems to have been scrapped as people work longer hours. There can be serious issues when this occurs for workers and the rest of society. Here to discuss this with us on The Daily is Dr. Lyndall Strasdens. How are you going?
I'm good, thanks, Rani.
So, in your opinion, are employed Australians working too much at the moment?
Well, we have a very unusual labour market in that we have a group of people who work long full-time hours and a group of people who work short part-time hours. But what we're finding is that about two-fifths of the whole workforce are working more than the 38-hour limit, which is what is set as our standard working week by the Fair Work Commission. And of that group who are working long hours, we find about one in eight are working more than 50 hours a week. It's a lot of people.
That's really not ideal and not very spread out. How can we change attitudes towards overwork and health?
Well, that's a very good question because I think it's a difficult... It's evolved. It's become a kind of historical expectation because once, when our labour force was almost entirely men, there was, you know, people could work longer hours because someone was at home doing all the rest of the work. But now our workforce is almost 50% women. So we've got this real time squeeze going on, and it's quite real. It's not just a thing that people think is happening to them. It's actually demonstrable, and that's what our study shows. It shows that this pressure on time creates this tipping point whereby once you work past about 39 hours a week, your mental health goes down.
So this is actually quite unfair on women who take the brunt of the unpaid labour at home. How can we encourage men to take the fair share of the work?
Well, the first thing to say is that there are many Australian men who really do want to be more involved in their families, so that this is, you know, it's not just a problem for women, it's also a problem for men. And there is research showing that when men do try and cut back their work time, they actually suffer a penalty in terms of their career and their opportunities as well. So we've got this really strong disincentive for change built into these expectations that we should work long hours. And, you know, compared to some countries, we have a much longer full-time work hour expectation than, for example, most of the European countries. Now, of course, we have to work with people's expectations and attitudes, but it's very hard to tell people to cut back their work time if they think it might mean they either won't get the job or won't keep a job. So one of the issues we've got is workloads and the kind of creeping up of the expectation that people should work more and more in order to hold down the job. And that, I think, is an issue that we need to work with management, with business, and, of course, with government policy about how to make work hours more feasible and reasonable so that everyone, men and women, can both have the same opportunities and equality of earnings.
And on top of domestic work, there's also caring roles for elderly parents and young children. And, it's just a lot more to think about.